Morning, everyone. Welcome today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Joe, for leading us in those songs. And we want to continue to spend some time today in worship to the Lord and also have a word from the Lord that He has given for today. But I'd like to begin here with just a prayer. So if we could just bow our heads, and I want to pray a prayer here that's just based out of Psalm 83. So we want to join our hearts here with the psalmist here this morning and crying out to our Heavenly Father. Let's pray. O Lord, we ask You that You would not keep silent. We ask You, O God, that You would not hold Your peace. Be not still, O God, for Lord, Your enemies are making a tumult. They are making a ruckus. The powers of darkness are stirring mightily around this globe. And those that hate You, O Lord, are lifting up their head in pride. They have taken counsel together, O God, against You, against Your people, against Your body. And they have consulted against Your hidden ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off. Let us cut off the family of God. Let us cut off Your nation, O Lord, that the name of Israel, the name of Your people, O God, would no longer be a remembrance on the face of the earth. O my God, we ask You today that You would make Your enemies like a wheel, as a tumbleweed before the wind, as a fire burneth a wood, and as a flame that setteth the mountains on fire. So persecute them with Thy tempest, and make them afraid with Thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, O God, that they may know You. Let them be confused, confounded, and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame, O Lord, and perish, that men may know that Thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. Amen. Amen. So what I would like to do here this morning, maybe switching things up a little, oftentimes we have testimony meeting after the message. This morning, I want to hear some testimonies or something from your hearts before the message. And so this would have to do with your week. Has God been good to you this week? Are you rejoicing in the Lord? Do you come this morning with an encouraged heart? And so be thinking about that. Joe already has led us in songs just to behold the Lamb of God, and that was beautiful. And as you're thinking about what God has done for you this week, I just want to sing together song number 185, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, Let Me to Your Bosom Fly. We want to lift up the name of Jesus today. I want us to behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And as we sing, as we continue to sing here this morning throughout the service here, just I want you to sing as you're singing directly to God. You are singing directly to the King. Sing with reverence and emotion as you think about that. Jesus, Lover of My Soul. Jesus, Lover of My Soul, let me to Thy bosom fly. While the mirror waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Savior, hide till the storm of life is past, safe into God. Oh, receive
Christ our God, I once more than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick, and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name. I am born of righteousness, lost and full of sin I am. Thou art full of truth and grace. Plenteous grace with thee is found. Grace to pardon all my sin. Let the healing streams abound. Make and keep me pure within. Thou of light, the fountain art. Freely let me take of thee. Spring thou up within my heart. Rise to all eternity.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within. How many of you this morning came encouraged in the Lord? God has blessed you this week. Just raise your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get the microphones, and a couple of you that raised your hands, just raise your hand again, and just the ushers will get a mic. I want to hear. We want to hear. How have you been encouraged this week? Why is it that you come encouraged? Just give us a window into your heart. Who's going to be first? Go ahead. Right up here, we have one. Somebody over here on the men's side, raise your hand a while. Got a hand right here. Oh, the Lord has been good. Hallelujah. Barbie, go right there. Go ahead, Barbie, you can share with us.
Yeah, I just really praise God. This week was really big, big burdens, big decisions. My dad did come home from the hospital on Thursday, but it was a week of a lot of stress. And I just praise God. This morning I just found new courage and new strength. I read a verse that said, "My son, I have begotten thee." And I just put daughter in there. And for some reason, it just so encouraged me. I just feel so blessed, and my strength is renewed, and I just thank you all for your prayers. It's not been easy, and we have some decisions to make out ahead here, but just pray that we could know what's best and just trust God, because when our trials are big, bigger is our God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Somebody else over here, get your hand up, and Jason will get a microphone to you. Go ahead, brother.
This is last Monday, but and it's more of a, it was a blessing this week. I don't know if it was new or not, but its reality became ever more real. That, and when in 1 John it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath to us, that we should be called the sons and daughters." We're not just imitators of Christ. We're sons like Christ was a son. We get to love the world just like Christ loved the world. And should we be martyred, we're actually dying. Like Paul said, like we can be crucified with Christ. And there's actual reality that we're not actually mocking or mimicking as if we are something different. Jesus is the first begotten of the creation. Man, rather than being created like an animal, is actually, we are all lost sons that get to be real sons. So, like, we're actually a lot more, like, Jesus is empowering us to literally become like himself in this world. And when we live in that power, we are denying ourselves, and we get to be just like Jesus. And I've been so pumped up all week that we actually get to be just like Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. It's good. Somebody else over here, get your hand up. Got some hands. Robert, just get them. Sister, you go ahead.
I just want to thank the Lord for having so many wonderful sisters in my around me. I had a birthday, and I got 95. I was 95, and they sent 95 blessings into my life. And I want to thank each one of them. I love the Lord just like all of you do, and I just thank you for that blessing.
Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing that, sister. Somebody else over here, raise your hand. Who has the mic over here? Just raise your hand. There's different hands here. Go ahead. Robert still has the microphone yet. If you up here, Robert.
So I've been really encouraged this week, although this week was a really busy week for me, and I felt distracted in a lot of ways, and I wanted to know God in the middle of the busyness, and that's what I was praying for. But I was feeling a little distracted at the end of the week, like, God, I'm not close to you. This doesn't feel good. Yesterday, it seemed like I'd been praying. It seems like a lot of times God speaks to me when I'm not, like, saying, God, speak to me right now. But then he comes to me later and he says something really clear that's from him. And I've been feeling kind of stupid in a lot of ways over the past month. And it felt like it was climaxing and I was feeling really, really bad. And all of a sudden it was like God spoke to me of something that I prayed at the beginning of this year at Youth Bible School here. When I was talking to him one day and I said, God, whatever you want me to do, whatever sort of work you want to do in my life, I give up anything for the joy of knowing you. Mm-hmm. And so then what God said was, so what if I take away people thinking that you're smart? And I said, all right, God, if you take that away, I'm going to love you. And it was like God spoke that to me right then. It's like, well, maybe that's what I'm doing for you right now, so that if you feel dumb, that's okay. And that was such an amazing, touching moment to realize God is working in my life right now, and that's a really special thing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. It's a good word. Go ahead, whoever has it in the back there. Go ahead.
I just want to take this time to thank God and praise him and give him all the glory and honor. He has again restored my health, and I'm
Hallelujah.
So excited to
thank
live
you,
for
Lord.
Him.
Thank you, Etta. That's a good word. Our God is good. Our God is good. All right, we got one here. Go ahead.
Yeah, so early this week, I was, like, really discouraged. I was, like, facing some things in my life where I just really didn't know what to do. And it seemed too big for me. And I took it to God, and I realized that God showed me some things in my life. He was showing me that I was looking at what people thought of me. I was holding that in between me and him. I was wanting people to see me and what I was doing. And I was just able to give that to God and let him take that. And suddenly it just made so much more sense of what I was supposed to be doing. Because even if it doesn't, like, make me look better, even if it doesn't, like, make sense per se, I want to follow what God has done. And the freedom of that is just awesome. I'm so encouraged. And, yeah, I just want to thank God for his freeing power, even from, like, the small things. God is the kind of God that wants to free us. And that's amazing. So.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody back there, go ahead.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a glimpse into the last year, I guess. As many of you know, I've been struggling quite a bit with seizures, and I know many of you have been praying for me, and I want to thank you for that. I was having anywhere from 5 to 7 seizures every month. And the month of September, I had 3, and then one of the last days, I had 2 more, which made it still 5. I had my hips up a bit, and then 7 dashed again. And then this past month in October, I had a light one on Thursday morning, which was the fourth one, but I just felt like it was a stepping stone for me and maybe a booster of faith that God is still working in my life. And my desire is just to go with Him all the way. Amen. I had a hard time seeing Him lately, especially in the seizure. I know He's there, but I had a hard time seeing Him. But like I said, my desire is just to go with Him all the way, no matter what.
Amen. God bless you, Lavina. We'll pray for you here too again here in a little bit. But go ahead. Who has it over here? Elmer.
I am really excited to be here this morning to just share with you one more time before I go to Greece for 3 months. I just want to go comfort those people with the comfort wherewith I have been comforted mm-hmm. with.
Amen.
Pray for me.
Yeah.
I want to take this time and just, I don't have to work for 3 months, which is really, really neat. I can pray, seek the Lord, and that's what I want to do. I want to pray for you all, and I ask you to pray for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Elmer. We'll do that here. Let's stand together for prayer. We just want to give glory to the Lord. And let's just lift up our voices together in thanksgiving. You know in your heart what God has been doing for you and His goodness to you this morning, this week, and it's time we give Him thanks. Let's return and thank Him. So let's begin with that this morning. Let's just lift up, everyone, let's lift up your voices in thanksgiving to the Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you honor. Just thank the Lord also for those who spoke up, like Etta and maybe some others that talked about healing. And then let's also pray for Lavina that God would continue to heal her body in these days. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, for those that you are healing, Lord, that you're healing times, oh, Lord, manifesting your glory, oh, God, your power, Lord, to your people, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank you today that you are our healer. Thank you for healing out of Lord. Thank you for her strength, oh, God, that you for giving power against her body and bringing things back into alignment, Lord, that she can go throughout this day, Father, to reduce her pain and be healthy. Lord God, we pray for Lavina this morning, Lord. Oh God, we just lift her up to you, God. Thank you, Lord, for her faith in you, Father. And Lord, I ask you to strengthen her faith, oh God, that her faith would not fail in this difficult time, oh God. And we do ask you to stretch forth your mighty arm, oh Father, and heal her in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind together in prayer for our sister. Most of all, Lord, I ask you to strengthen her spirit, Lord. Strengthen her soul, Lord. And then let's pray for Brother Elmer as he goes over to Greece to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for him. I thank you, God, that you have saved him, Lord. That you have put your Holy Spirit in his spirit. I ask you, Lord, that you would protect him, Lord. Lord, that you would give him a word of life, Lord, that you would be there to understand the spirit of God. We buy appointments, O Lord. O God, and guide his path, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit. O Father, may many, many more, O Lord, come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. May many of those who are yet now sitting in darkness come to the light, O God, in these days, Father. Increase your church there in those islands, Lord. We ask you in Jesus' name. Bless Amos and his team, Lord, and Emmanuel and Denver and Abby and all those that are going over today, Lord. And Lord, as your people, Lord, are seeking your face, Lord, regarding how you want to go forward. Father, Lord, we want to work alongside of you, Lord. We want to be in the center of your will, O God. And I ask you to give clear direction, Father, that the increase of your kingdom would continue. We know that there will never be an end to the increase of your kingdom. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Robert says Elmer does need a ride later today. So if somebody has a ride for Elmer to the airport, you get with him. And also, I just thought about this before we continue here. As far as prayer and praise and just thanksgiving to the Lord, and I know most of you know the journey me and my family have been through the last few weeks, especially and with the pregnancy and the miscarriage. And we just want to thank you all for your prayers and for your support. We really felt that. And we just bless you. God has been having us on an interesting, incredible journey. We don't understand, but God does understand. And after the there in our household, after the we were talking about the possibility of a miscarriage, while my daughter made the statement that says it best, I think. She says, well, she says, if God gives us a baby, we're going to praise Him. If He takes it away, we're going to praise Him. So that's what we endeavor to do. So what I would like to do here, if you're not tired of singing it, I have two songs here at the youth have been learning, and we want to sing them together as a congregation. We have copies. The ushers are going to start handing them out. There's not enough for one for each, but if you share them, I think there'll be enough. What I would like to do, while the ushers are passing them out, the youth from the local church here, if you could just come up here and stand here on the steps and help me out here a little bit, that would be super. And I do have a few copies for you guys up here. We might need a few more than this, but I'm sure there'll be a few left over. But while they're gathering up here, just on the steps, no certain order is fine. I'd like to, while they're gathering up here, let's just everyone stand, or whoever can, and the ushers will be passing out the papers through the benches there. But let's sing that song, that chorus, "We Place You on the Highest Place." Let's sing that together. Fellas lead out in the first round and the ladies in the other. Let's go. We place You on the highest place. Sing one song here. One thing I ask. One thing I seek. Hopefully you'll be able to read. It's a little sketchy there, but that I may dwell in Thy house, O Lord. This is also a prayer unto God. Let's sing it together here.
One thing I ask.
Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. That is the cry of our hearts today, Father. Lord, that we may dwell in Your presence every day of our lives. Lord, I thank You that You are the one that lifts us up. We don't have to try and lift ourselves up, O God. You're the one that gives us life. Thank You, Lord. Let's go over to the other song. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Many of you may not know this one. We about half know it, but we are going to, the words are just incredible, so let's see if we can move through this one together. What gift of grace?
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to
I just have a short word from the Lord here this morning yet that I want to share with you. Father, I ask You by Your Spirit that You would give us understanding. It feels like, Lord, that it may be difficult to explain all this out. But Father, You know what we need today, and I ask You to take the veil off of our hearts or off of our understanding, Lord, that we could understand the deep things of Your Word, understand Your will for us as we talk about this very simple and yet profound truth. in Jesus' name. I want to just begin here with just reading a couple verses out of 2 Corinthians. Just listen to these familiar verses again. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I want to just take you to a story in the book of 2 Kings. Hezekiah was king of Judah. And he was a God-fearing king. He was a man who knew how to connect with God. And it's very interesting what Hezekiah went through in his days. And I just want to bring out a couple of things here. But Hezekiah had some enemies, especially the king of Assyria loved to torment him. And Assyria in those days was a very powerful kingdom, and they were going around and destroying other nations, and they had their eye set on Judah. The king of Assyria sent his messenger, Rabshakeh, with a message. And in this message, the letter said, "Do not let your God deceive you. He cannot save you. Have you not seen what all Assyria has done to the nations round about you? They have slaughtered them and taken them out. Don't let your God deceive you into thinking that we can't do the same for you, to you." So Hezekiah received the letter. And he opened it up. And he read the letter. And he made a trip to the house of the Lord. And there, he spread out the letter before the Lord. And he said this, "O Lord God of Israel, You who dwells between the cherubims, Thou art the God, even Thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, I ask You to open up Your ear, bow down Your ear, and hear. Open Your eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands. They have cast their gods into the fire, but they were no gods. They were just the work of men's hands. They were wood and they were stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech Thee, save Thou us out of His hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that Thou art the Lord God, even Thou only." This was the prayer when Hezekiah received this letter. The title this morning is, "When I Receive a Letter." So Hezekiah laid this thing out before the Lord, and the Lord came back and spoke to him. And I won't read what all the Lord said, but basically the gist of it is, God made a declaration. He said, "Hold it, hold it. Jerusalem is mine. Jerusalem is mine." And there, Assyria will not even get a chance to launch an arrow. Not even one. That night, one angel. Now there are ten thousands and thousands and thousands of angels, but one angel is all it took. Swept through the camp of the enemy that night and slaughtered 185,000 men. Now, it makes news today when 100 people get killed. This was 185,000 in one night. It just took one angel. And so we move on. into the story of Hezekiah. Hezekiah is sick. He's sick unto death. And again, and Isaiah came and told him he's going to die. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he prayed unto the Lord. And he cried out to the Lord, "Lord, remember that I have walked in your ways." And he begged God for healing. He begged God for healing. And then Isaiah came back and told him he had 15 more years. And Hezekiah saw some incredible movements of God. I mean, he asked for a sign that this would be so. And Isaiah said, "Well, do you want the sun to move forward or do you want it to move backward?" Hezekiah said it would be an incredible thing to see the sun move backward. And it was done. It was done. But then Hezekiah received another letter. Just follow this through with me. The king of Babylon sent messengers with a letter to Hezekiah. He heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And he wanted to come and give a letter and give some comfort. Hezekiah took that letter and the present, and he opened up his house, and he let the messengers of Babylon come into his house. And there he showed them around his palaces. He showed them all his silver and his gold and all his treasures and everything that he had. And when they had left, Isaiah came. And he said to Hezekiah, "What did those men say? Where did they come from? What have they seen in your house?" Hezekiah said, "I have showed them everything." I mean, there's not even one thing that I have not showed them of all my treasures. And then Isaiah said, "Listen, your house, your treasures will one day be carried away. Your children, your sons will be carried away to Babylon. All your treasures will be hauled out of here. They will be confiscated. They will be carried away. There will be desolation. There will be destruction." And then Hezekiah made this incredible, incredible self-centered statement. He said, "Well, the word of the Lord is good. At least there will be peace. There will be truth in my days when I receive a letter." I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, think about it. You have been bought with a price. You have been cleaned up. You and I have been given new hearts. We, this morning, are children of the King of Kings. We are being changed from glory to glory. Our bodies are temples, are habitations of the Holy Spirit. We have been made kings and priests. We have been adopted. We have been brought close. That is who we are. If we are born again this morning, if we are part of the believers, a part of the family of God, this is who we are. This is what God has done for us. And so my question to you this morning is, what letters have you received this week? What did you do with the letters? What did the king of Assyria tell you this week? What did you do with the letters you received? Those letters, those thoughts that came and said that you are no good. Those letters that said your God is weak. Your God is lousy. Those letters that said your children will never learn. Those letters that said your sisters and your brothers, they're not very good Christians. Or the letter that said your family probably won't make it. Those letters that said you were mistreated. And it's time you stand your ground. Those letters that said, it's okay just for a little bit to look at that immorality. To indulge in it just for a little. Those letters that said, it's time to set him straight. Those letters that said, told you it's time for you to pull together your pity party. Those letters that said, your God does not have it all together. It's time you take control of your situation. What did you do with those letters? Did you take them and spread them out before the Lord? Like Hezekiah did that first time. Did you lay those thoughts, like it says in 2 Corinthians, take them captive and bring them to Jesus Christ, laying them out before the Lord and said, Lord, here's what Assyria says. Here's what Babylon is saying. What is it that you say? What have you done with those letters? Oh, Lord. This is who you are. I ask you to take care of this and deal with this. I release these letters to you. Oh, when the ambassadors from Babylon come today, and they do come, they come to me. Those ambassadors that come to our door with a letter. And this is what the letter says. We are sorry. They come with presents. And they say, we are sorry that you have been sick. You are so weary. You are tired. And we have come to comfort you. You just need a little bit of comfort. Just let us come into your house. Just for a little. Just let us pump up your ego for just a little bit. It'll help you feel better. It'll help you get your mind off your problems. Just for a little bit. Just let us come in. Show us your treasures and you'll feel better. Do for just a little bit what it is you really want to do. Show us your treasures and we will ah and ooh and you will feel better. And so, brothers and sisters, so often we let them in. We open the door and we let the messengers of Babylon into our house. Just for a little. And we get a little bit of temporary pleasure as we show them around. Just a little bit. Those letters of critical thinking, being a victim, pity me, sensual lust, calming drugs, the screens, whatever it is, they want us to relax with. And we let them in for just a little bit. But I tell you, the destruction of our house has begun. The destruction of our house has begun. Every sin begins with a thought, a letter. What are the ambassadors from Babylon doing in my house? What are they doing in yours? You know, one day in Jerusalem, a husband and a wife got a letter. And the letter said, why don't you go ahead and just sell all your property and then take the money and give it to the church, give it to the believers, but let on like you gave everything. Even though you can keep back some of it, but make it look like you gave everything because you're going to look incredibly spiritual that way. And Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled your heart? Why did you open the door and let the messengers of Babylon in? Why hath Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Why did you let them in? Why did you show them around? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied unto men, but unto God. And destruction came immediately. What are these men doing in your house, in my house? And as I observe the lives of many Christians today, it's very clear to me that in many Christians across America, the ambassadors of Babylon are roaming around in their houses. That is really what's going on. And they are showing their treasures. And the destruction has begun. And there have been times when I have let the ambassadors of Babylon in my house. Just for a little, I thought. Just for a little. And then I wondered why the destruction. Why the desolation? Why the emptiness? Folks, it is high time to clean house. It is time to go back to the presence of the Lord and there spread out our letters before Him. Who sent you letters? What did they say? Who is that that is knocking? Where are they from? I just want to say this yet. Our Father in heaven also sends us letters. And I want to read one of those letters to you. They don't all sound that nice all the time, but I want to tell you something. It's very different about our Father's letters. And that is that even though sometimes they're filled with things that are convicting, there is always a path of hope in our Father's letters to us. Listen to this letter the angel of the church of Laodicea wrote. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. And that sounds pretty tough. Be discouraging to read this letter. So then, because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of thy mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Sounds a little bit like Hezekiah there in his house showing his treasures. Knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel, here comes the hope part. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. He also knocks at the door. Listen to this. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Our Father's letters always have hope, always have a path of redemption, of reconciliation. And so they are letters of blessing. My encouragement this morning is simply this. If you find yourself today bemoaning your own situation, your own struggle, I invite you to walk out of your own pity party. Walk out. Exit. Get up. Walk out. So that you can spend the rest of your life drawing attention to God rather than to yourself. And I give the same admonition to myself. Walk out of my own pity party that I may draw attention to God instead of myself. Clean Babylon out of your house, out of your mind. And then fill your mind. Fill your house with Jesus Christ. He says, I will come in. I will sit down with you. I will talk with you and you with me, and you are an overcomer. That's the words of Jesus Christ. Let's do like it says in 2 Corinthians. Let's take our thoughts, the imaginations, our struggles, those letters, and bring them to Jesus Christ. Spread them out in His presence. Lay them at His feet. And watch Him do supernatural transformations in our lives. Let's just bow our heads for prayer here. Father, we all received some letters this past week. And we all will receive some more letters this coming week. Will you help us, O Father, to identify who is sending the letter? And help us, O God, remind us, O Lord, to take those letters from Babylon and from Assyria and bring them into your presence and spread them out before you, God. Lord, we want to bring our thoughts, take them captive, and bring them in front of Jesus Christ this week. I thank you, Father, that your letters bring hope, your words bring hope to our hearts. Maybe there's somebody here, Lord, that desperately needs a letter from you. Help them to recognize and see the letter that you are handing them today, this morning, Lord. You alone are holy. You are mighty. And I thank you, God, that Jerusalem is yours, that the church, body of Christ, is yours, and you will defend her. And I thank you that it is possible, Lord, that the arrows of the enemy never leave their string of the bow. Help us identify those areas, O God, where we have opened the door to the messengers of Babylon to come in and look around. We have invited them to sit down for just a little. Would you make that clear to our hearts, Lord? That we would throw them out and fill our houses, our lives with Jesus Christ. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all this week as you seek to spend time to be in the presence of the King. God bless you.
Thank you for that good word, Tim. You know, I love the richness of God's Word. The fact that you can take a story that was from 2,000 years ago or whatever it was, about some king in some area of the world, another part of the world, and out of that you can draw something that is totally pertinent to me right now. Because, you know, people don't change, and God's Word is rich. Let's let that sink into our hearts. And sometimes we need help to know where the letters came from. Sometimes I'm not sure. Did this letter come from my friend? Or did this one come from my enemy? So sometimes we need to ask our friend, our parents, our pastor, or whoever, can you help me to know and see where this letter came from? I'm just not sure.
Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Groffdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.